Remember the story of Gideon? God had a battle for him to fight, so obviously he was going to need an army. But God had some unusual recruiting ideas.
You've got too many men. If I make it too easy, you people will think you did this yourselves. So tell you what, anybody that's feeling queasy or scared, tell them they can take off.
22,000 men said, sayonara, leaving just 10,000 to fight the battle.
Still too many. Take them down to the water for a drink. Separate out the ones that lap the water with their tongues like puppy dogs, and the ones who get down on their knees.
So Gideon counts up 300 dog lappers, and he figures, no problem, he won't miss them.
Guess again, Gideon. The dog lappers you keep, the rest can go home.
God not only gave Gideon and his special ops team a victory, he taught them a lesson. One we'll talk about on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh says, God does his best work through weak people.
God is looking for some folks through whom he can do his will. I mean, I'm thankful for the strong people, the celebrities, those of fame who come to know the Lord and have a testimony for him. But the truth is, it makes no difference who you are. God wants to use your life for his glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 31 teach us that God chooses the weak things of the world to confound those things which are mighty. Don't think for a minute that you have to become stronger to be used by God. You just have to recognize your weakness and yield yourself completely to him.
To learn more, call Grace Walk at 1-800-GRACE-11 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, How to Be Used by God. That's 1-800-472-2311 or request it online at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.